Glad to see all of you out tonight, this afternoon. Beautiful weather here in the deep south. If we look at ourselves, if we look at our life, we are a sum total of the choices we've made in life. We can't blame anybody else. We are the sum total. You and I are in charge of our lives. Tonight I want to talk to you on the subject of allowing God to lead. Allowing God to lead. You know, that sounds good, doesn't it? And we know we should. But sometimes we don't, do we? We don't allow Him to lead. We love Him. We say we do. But does He always lead us? I guess you're like me. You've seen some people make some bad choices in life. And you think, what were they thinking about? Why'd they do that? Why? You know, they know better than that. But they made a bad choice. Friends, we've got to keep on keeping on. I love that scripture over in 1 Corinthians 9, what Paul says about himself. He said, I keep under my body and bring it into subjection. Okay. What are you saying, Paul? I make myself do what is right. My body is my slave. And I'm in charge of my body. And God's in charge of me. I keep under my body. I bring it into subjection. I bring my body into subjection. Lest by any means, when I preach to others, I myself should be a castaway. You know, you hear people talk about once saved, always saved. That's not true. Friends, you and I tonight are a potential inhabitant of hell, every one of us. But we're also a potential inhabitant of heaven. He said, that's right. That's what I'm working on. But I was always saying, I'm working on the building. Working on the building. Do you feel like you're ready? When you look at your life, 10 being the best, 1 being the worst, where do you think you'd fall in that? Are you satisfied where you are in your life? Are you satisfied with your knowledge of God's word? You know, in Hebrews chapter 5, he talked about that very thing when he says here, for when for the time you ought to be teachers. Now, friends, I don't know about you, but I was baptized when I was 9 years old, and I'm almost 86 now. And you think, I ought to be ready. Had all these years. I don't know life without the church. I don't. I don't know life without the church. But when for the time you ought to be teachers, he said in Hebrews 5, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God. Can you imagine that? Here you are about to graduate the 12th grade. I said, no. You got to go back to the first grade. You got to start over. That's what the writer of Hebrews is saying. He said, you ought to be a teacher. You ought to know enough to be a teacher, but you need somebody to teach you again, which is the first principles of the oracles of God. And I become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. Is my knowledge what it should be? Could I explain to you the plan of salvation? Could you mean? Why were you baptized? Why was I baptized? Why should I repent? Why should I confess? Why should I assemble on the first day of the week when the church comes together or when another church assembles? You know what it says in Hebrews 10? Not forsaking the assembling. What? Don't say assembling. Say assembling of yourselves together, the manner of some is. Some people's manner is not to be there. And you know, you get to the point where you don't even look for them to come, do you? If they're not here, you don't think a lot about it. Well, I'm not surprised. Not surprised they're not here. But there's some people when they're not here, boy, you, whoa, 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 what's wrong? What's wrong? What's something wrong here? They're not with us today. Not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another so much more as you see the day approaching. You see the day approaching. You exhort each other. You encourage each other. Have you ever exhorted somebody? Maybe with your life. Maybe with your words. You exhort them. And they see you. And who do they see? Do they see somebody that follows God? Lets God lead them? Do you let God lead you? Oh, preacher, that's pretty tough, isn't it? Well, let's look a little bit here in Hebrews. And he says, wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with a great cloud of witnesses. What is he talking about? What's the cloud of witnesses that we are compassed about with? Now picture yourself, you're in a football stadium, you say, big old stadium. And up in the stands is all these people that's lived before you. Live for God before you. Suffered many things. The Bible talks about in Hebrews chapter 11. Suffered so many things. It says here in 11, they had trial of cruel mockings and scourges. That's a beating. Scourging's a beating. More of a bond than a prisoner. They were stoned. They were sown asunder. Can you imagine being on a platform? You ever been there, saw me, I've seen a big blade turning? Can you imagine being on a platform? And there your body's headed straight to that salt blade. It's a word. They were sold asunder. That's right. He says also, they were sold with a sword. Wasn't about sheepskin, goatskin, being afflicted, destitute, and tormented. That's who's in the stands. Those people lived and died long ago. He says here, they're there. We were surrounded about with so great a crowd of witnesses. They're up there. They live through what we have never seen. I've never suffered like that. What would I do on that platform going to that saw blade? I remember reading one time in the Fox's Book of Martyrs. Some man was talking about being burned at the stake. And he said, he backed up to this woman. She was burned too. Tied together. And they said, he didn't say it because he's dead. He said, be brave, my sister. Talking to a woman tied behind him to stake. It'll soon be over. Boy. It'll soon be over. Friends, we've got to remain faithful unto death. We got to allow God to lead us. We got to allow that. We got to make that choice and stick with that choice. You know, sometimes we get all fired up and boy, 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 I've done that. Bad about doing that. I get fired up. But does it last? Does it last? We read sad stories in the Bible. I guess Judas might be one of the saddest ones. That he was one of the original 12. The love of money. You remember reading that, what Paul said? The love of money is the root of all evil. The love of all money. Root of all evil. Now let's go back to Hebrews chapter 12. Wherefore, seeing we're compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. And who are the witnesses? People that have lived before us. Suffered so many things, and were sown to some trials, mockings, beatings, had bonds, was in prison. And these are our witnesses. These are people that lived years and years ago. And they suffered. And they were faithful. That's right. He says, let us lay aside every weight. Okay, so here it is. The Bible talks a lot about a race. You read the life being a race. Lay aside every weight. Now, friends, I'm going to get in a race. I don't want to be talking no weights, do it. You don't either. Well, what is a weight, preacher? I know what he says here, the sin. I know what sin is. But what is a weight? Friends, there's some things that you ain't got time for it. That's right. You don't have time for it. It may not be a sin within itself. You know what? I used to be an avid deer hunter. Go in the woods at dark, come out at dark. But have I got time for that? Well, you got to ask yourself that question. Is it a weight that keeps you from serving God? Has it ever kept you from church? You're in the woods, you're on the lake fishing maybe. We get into things that we enjoy. And like I say, within themselves, they're not sin, but they're weights. You ain't got time for it. You ever had something like that? Pulling you down? Pulling you down. He says, let's lay aside every weight. Okay, we've got this crowd of witnesses. Okay, remember them in the stadiums. And they're in the stands, watching you, watching me. Crowd of witnesses. Lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us. What did he say? Easily? It's easy to fall out of the race, isn't it? It is. It's easy to. I can't do this tomorrow. I can't go on. I can't make it. I'm just going to give up. Just going to quit. People quit the church. I remember when I was a kid going to church, and he was my great uncle. Uncle Ubi Moore. That was his name, Ubi. Never heard it since, I don't think. That was his name. Going to church at his house in the country. He used to preach standing behind a chair, not like that, but it was like a high back kitchen chair. That's how he used to preach on Sunday, standing behind that chair. And I remember being outside, and this man, I don't know his name now, you know, much of me talking, I was about to say, listen, my antennas was up in there, and you better believe, you better remember that, because kids are listening to you. That's right, what you say. I mean, my antennas was up listening. And there this one man was, had a pocket knife, that really intrigued me. So he's whittling. Talking and whittling. Him and his wife go to church there, I know it. But you know what happened? One day they didn't come. And you know, I'm a kid. I'm 6, 7 years old. Where are they? Where's that man? They're whittling. And they didn't come, and they didn't come back. And they got a divorce. And they got killed. They died. And never came back. I remember so well. And you know, you can probably tell stories just about like that. People forsake and leave. And you think, what happened? What's that old song? Living in this old sinful world, where can I go but to the Lord? Where can I go but to the Lord? We have temptations. We all got temptations. That's right. And what may tempt you may not tempt me at all. I told somebody one day, I said, I go to that Jiffy Mark. I don't care a thing about the beer. I never drank a can of beer in my life. I don't care a thing about cigarettes. What bothers me is that Snicker bar. Yeah, that's what I like. A Snicker bar. I'm not saying it's a sin, it's a Snicker bar. I'm not saying that. But there's things that don't tempt me like it would tempt you. Or tempt you like it would tempt me. You know what I'm saying? And when we know something about our life that we can't do, don't do it. Do like Paul said, I buffet my body, I bring it into subjection. I make myself do what is right. And friends, you'll never regret it. One day you and I are going to press the dying pillar. I'm close to it. I know I am. I'm close to it. Are you ready to go? Are you ready to go tonight? You know, Paul said what he says there about when he talked about the end of his life. He said, remember what he said? I have fought a good fight. Okay? Life is a fight. It is a fight. I have kept the faith. I finished the course. I didn't quit halfway, Paul said. I kept a fight and I kept a going. Like that little story about the train. Climb the hill. I think I can. Just keep going. Day by day we keep going. Allowing God to lead us. I have fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. I finished my course. And friends, you and I are on a course. And you know what? On this course, there's roads that pull off quite often. And we know we shouldn't go with those people, don't we? Don't we? We know we shouldn't be there. We know we shouldn't be watching that. We know we shouldn't be reading that. You ever do that? And then when you feel dirty inside, you think, that wasn't good. I don't feel good. I don't like that. I don't like to think about where I just went, what I just watched, what I just said. Years ago, me and Sue went to a little get-together one night with people I worked with. And this has been years and years ago. Still sad. One of my fellow workers was not there. And he was probably the most unlike person that we worked with. And guess what happened? Guess what happened? Now, I'm a preacher. They got talking about him. And you know what I did? Guess what I did? I joined right in and told him about a thing he did to me one day. So we get in the car going home. Sue says, why'd you do that? I knew what she meant. I knew exactly what she's getting at. Well, I can't believe you did that. You was backbiting. And you're a preacher. And you're supposed to be a good example. Oh, man, I felt just about that big. You know what I'm saying? Why did I do that? Why did I say that? Why did I tell that? What good did I do by telling that on him? Why couldn't I say, let's change the subject, talk about something pleasant? You know, Satan gets you by the throat, won't he? He will. He'll get you. You got to be careful, he'll get you. Friends, we've got to allow God to lead us. God loves you. God loves you. He sent Jesus Christ to die for you. And you read in the book of Psalms where it says, from the rising of the sun, this is this one. From the rising of the sun and going down to the same, God's name is to be praised. And I've tried to do that. Praise his name every day. From the rising of the sun and going down to the same, God's name is to be praised. Praise his name. Praise him again. Praise him again. The Bible has a lot to say about being thankful. You know that? Be ye thankful. Are you thankful? Are you truly thankful? said, well, sometimes. Sometimes I get kind of, I have the I wants. Okay. Have the I wants. I want something better. You see something your neighbor's got? You like that. You like that. You want that. You get envious. Envious of what they have. Allowing God to lead us. Yes, my friends, he sent his son down here and died for me and you. And we saw right there what it says about what those, they had scourgings. You know what that is? I'm fixing to close. You know what a scourging is? It's a beating. And what history says they would do is take a piece of leather and they would split that leather and put stone in that leather. Little bits of stone. Put a handle on the end of that leather, a whip, and they would stand behind you and whip you across the back. They said it would take out eyes and take off ears, take off noses. That was a scourging. That's what Jesus suffered, my friends. That's what he suffered. People died from that. They didn't live. They died from those beatings. So many things that people have gone through before us. And they are our cloud of witnesses. Okay? They lived through it. They able to remain faithful unto death. That's what he's talking about right here. Because they followed God. They allowed God to lead them and they followed him. That's my thoughts this evening. I hope it's been encouraging to you. We're going to stand at this time and going to sing a song of invitation. If we can assist anybody here tonight, become a member of the church. You believe, you repent of your sins, you confess your belief in Jesus Christ by saying, I believe that he is God's son. Tonight we will bury you in baptism. If you've done that before, and I say most of us have, but you know your life has not been what it should be, come back tonight. Confess your sins. Ask for prayer. Ask for forgiveness. God will forgive you. Won't you come and forgive us? We stand and we sing.